By the end of the fifth year, I could jump from rock to rock along the beaches in Cancun without looking at where my feet were landing. This was a significant accomplishment because up to this point, I had to keep my eyes looking at the ground. The highlight of my sixth post-stroke year was the fulfillment of my dream of having enough oomph in my body to climb steps two at a time. Imagery has been an effective tool for regaining physical functions. I'm convinced that focusing on how it feels to perform specific tasks has helped me recover them more quickly. I had dreamed of skipping up steps every day since the stroke. I held the memory of what it felt like to race up the steps with abandon. By replaying this scene over and over in my mind, I kept that circuitry alive until I could get my body and mind coordinated enough to make it reality. Over the years, people in my professional world have been very generous and kind to me. Initially, I was afraid my colleagues might see the post-stroke me as having less value and treat me patronizingly, or perhaps even discriminate against me. Happily, this has not been the case. This stroke has not only opened my eyes to the beauty and resiliency of the human brain, but also to the generosity of the human spirit. Many beautiful people have nurtured my heart, and I'm grateful for all the kindnesses I have received. Although I had been traveling part-time as the singing scientist for the Harvard Brain Bank since post-stroke year two, during my seventh year, I accepted an adjunct teaching position in the Indiana University Department of Kinesiology. In addition, teaching gross anatomy has always been my greatest joy, and I began volunteering in the local IU School of Medicine's Gross Anatomy Lab. Revisiting the body and teaching future physicians about its miraculous design has been a thrilling privilege for me. Also in that seventh post-stroke year, my need for sleep at night had cut back from 11 hours to 9.5. Up until this point, in addition to a full night's sleep, I was a happy napper. For the first 7 years, my dreams had been a bizarre reflection of what was going on in my brain. Instead of having dreams with people and a storyline, my mind scrolled tiny, unrelated bits of data. I presume this reflected how my brain pieced pixelated information together to form a complete image. It was shocking when my dreams started featuring people and a storyline again. In the beginning, the scenes were broken and nonsensical. By the end of that seventh year, however, my mind was so busy during the night that I felt little refreshment upon waking. During the eighth year of recovery, my perception of myself finally shifted from that of being a fluid back to that of being a solid. I began slalom water skiing regularly, and I believe that pushing my body as hard as I could helped solidify my brain-body connections. I confess that although I celebrate being a solid again, I really miss perceiving myself as a fluid. I miss the constant reminder that we are all one. I now live what I would describe as the perfect life. I still travel for the Harvard Brain Bank as the singing scientist. I continue to be affiliated with the Indiana University School of Medicine in Indianapolis. I regularly spend time as the consulting neuroanatomist at the Midwest Proton Radiotherapy Institute, MPRI, housed at the IU Cyclotron, where we use a precisely guided proton beam to battle cancer. To help other stroke survivors, I'm working on the creation of a virtual reality system whereby individuals can neurologically rehabilitate themselves through what I call visually directed intention. On the physical front, I love skiing across Lake Monroe early in the morning, and I faithfully walk around my neighborhood in the evenings. For creativity, I play in my art space, creating stained glass wonders, mostly brains, and my guitar is a continual source of pleasure. I still talk to my mom every day, and as the president of the local Greater Bloomington Area NAMI affiliate, I remain active in advocacy for the mentally ill. Helping people liberate their own inner peace, joy, and magnificent beauty has become my personal agenda. Over the years, I've had the opportunity to share my story with audiences ranging from readers of Discover Magazine and Oprah Winfrey's O Magazine to the Stroke Connection Magazine of the American Stroke Association, ASA, as well as the Stroke Smart magazine of the National Stroke Association, NSA. My recovery story has been featured on PBS's The Infinite Mind and can still be heard on the WFIU Profiles program. In addition, there's a wonderful PBS program titled Understanding the Amazing Brain, which airs internationally. I encourage you to tune in as they did a superb job teaching about the plasticity of the brain.